Hello and welcome to the warm-up for Sunday, October 24th, 2021, the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father John Jaska, pastor of the Chatham Catholic Family of Parishes. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately the man regained his sight and followed Jesus on the way. This is the gospel of the Lord. So as we listen to this gospel, we're coming to closer and closer, of course, to the end of October, but also to the conclusion of our liturgical year. Believe it or not, Advent is not that far away. And it is mindful for us to realize and to rediscover God's grace in our lives. We're in the midst still of the pandemic, various challenges, of course, that we're all facing. Here in Chatham for me and the family of parishes, to continue to try to be a relevant, positive, influential sign that can change the world is important. Not just trying to survive as parishes, the five churches that make up our family, but to really thrive and be relevant in people's lives, a refuge, a safe harbor in the midst of the storms, but also an instrument to calm the storms in this world. We come to this gospel. We hear it described, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, realizing Jesus was coming by, says this, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." He cries out to Jesus saying, "I need your love. I need your help. I need your grace." And the people around him were kind of saying, be quiet. Don't disturb Jesus. Don't bother him with your problems. And yet he gets louder. "Son of David, have mercy on me." And those words, "son of David," Bartimaeus knew who Jesus was as the Messiah, the Savior, the one to bring, light and peace and can do anything, to bring peace and mercy to the world. And Jesus, calls him over and really says, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said, "My teacher, let me see again." And Bartimaeus, we could look again at this miracle of this blind beggar, Bartimaeus, and say, well, his sight was, and he could physically see again. That is an amazing gift in and of itself. But for Bartimaeus, it just wasn't his physical blindness. But I think also asking for mercy, asking for forgiveness, asking for love, he was really crying out to Jesus, "Let me live again. Let me have purpose in my life again. Let me be an instrument of love again. Let me follow you." Because Jesus says, in response to being, to be able to see again, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately the man regained his sight and followed Jesus on the way. How important that is for us in this story. Because we are like Bartimaeus. We are blind with indifference. Blind to just see the world for ourselves. We are blind to those who are in need, to those who are suffering, to those who are seeking a home in our world and in our society today. And we're trying to, in our family of parishes, I think with all parishes, to try to be that welcoming place where the rich, the poor, uh, the you know, everyone, you know, the powerful and the weak, the blind, those who are suffering in various ways are all welcome as we gather together to be one family, taking care of each other, following along the pathway with the Lord. Jesus restored Bartimaeus' sight that he may see the truth, that he may see grace, but most importantly, that he may see the pathway to salvation, which is the gospel, which is the cross, which is Christ. And so this gospel is not another miracle story for someone solely for Bartimaeus, but it is a story of regaining sight and perspective in our world to see God's way and not be caught up with our own, to eliminate any logs or any sins or any past sufferings and regrets that are in our lives and to let them go, so that we can see God's grace and see how we can be instruments of love in the world. How can we be signs of hope? How we can embrace the gospel? How we can inspire others to draw close to Jesus? And for us in our journey, we need to be as faithful and loving disciples, also like Christ, giving sight, offering mercy and hope to those who are in need, and not hush or silence those who are looking for a mercy, for grace, for help. But we embrace those moments as opportunities of love and of being Jesus in this world. As followers of Christ, we are the instruments of love, the instruments of mercy, and we have to act in a practical way, looking within our parishes, in our community. Where can I give? Where can I serve? Where can I love? Where are all those who are like Bartimaeus, seeking Jesus? It is you and I who become the face, the hands, and the feet of Christ. And we need to, in shining a light of the gospel in our world today, need to be like Christ. Is what do you want me to do for you? Offering mercy, offering peace, offering grace. And so as we get ready for this weekend, let's not just hear the gospel and say that, you know, this is what we should do, but let us hear the gospel and try to bring it to life this weekend, that we can, in some small way, be like Jesus, who is offering mercy, but also be like Bartimaeus. Are there areas in my life that need mercy and healing? Are there areas in my life where I'm blind that I need to see again? Let us turn to Christ and turn to one another on this pilgrimage to heaven. God bless you, and we'll see you this weekend.